Okay, well, Tennessee is, excuse me, probably one of the most talented teams that that we've seen in a while. I know what their record is, but as far as what we have to prepare for, the team that we're seeing, their coaching staff, their scheme, and the players, they're very good, and it's no real doubt about how they won 13 games last season. They're really good across the board. They're a tough team. They're very physical. They can run the ball. They can stop the run. They're averaging over 5 yards a carry and giving up less than three. So they do a great job on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They're an explosive team. A lot of big plays from Chris Johnson and in the passing game with Kerry Collins and his group of receivers and tight ends, and all that behind a very good offensive line. And defensively, they're, as I said, in the running game, outstanding, very disruptive. Has some very experienced guys in the secondary, big play guys, like Finnegan and Griffin, Hope, and players like that. So, good kicker, good coverage teams. A lot to get ready for. A real, very talented team, and a team that I have a lot of respect for, Jeff, and the job that they do down there. So. Sure, it'll be a physical game like it always is against them, and they're certainly tough on the line of scrimmage.
Bill, how odd is it to see the Titans with an 0-5 record like this?
Well, they've lost a couple close games. They had a couple fumbles against the Jets when they had the lead there. Lost a close game to Houston, lost a close game to Pittsburgh. Played Indianapolis, to the last minute in the first half. It's 14-9. Missed a couple chances down there in the red area. So, we know that's the way it is in this league. A few plays, a possession, a lot of close games, but that doesn't take away from the quality of their team and what we have to prepare for and what they're capable of doing. So I'm sure that they're working hard to find an answer to win that first game, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go, and that's what we have to prepare for.
Bill, what were your thoughts about Jerod Mayo, the way he played Sunday? What you saw from him, and how important will it be to get him back on the field against a team like Tennessee that, has a pretty impressive running game with Chris Johnson?
Well, they have a very good running game with Johnson and White. They do a real good job. It's always good to have all our players back. It's great to have Jerod back. He practiced a little bit last week towards the end of the week and felt good and was able to play in the game, and so hopefully we'll build on that this week. And we'd like to have all of our guys out there, but certainly Jerod, our defensive captain, and he's done a good job for us, and hopefully he'll be able to go this week too.
Any update on Matt Light?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
When you look at how Chris Johnson has been effective, how has he gained the yards he has? Is it speed, or is it the way they, scheme, or the way they run the ball?
Both. They have an excellent offensive line. The left side of their line there is very good. He's very fast. Johnson's. There can't be many players in the league that could catch him. He's got great. Vision and speed, and he outruns a lot of people, and you don't see that very often. Players that consistently can kind of outrun everybody, but he can do that, and he's a threat to go anywhere when he gets the ball. He'll take it outside, take it up the middle, bounce it, and cut it back. And he's got good balance, and he breaks a lot of tackles. He's a very hard player to get a solid hit on, and he's elusive. He has good balance, and he can outrun just about everybody. So there's a lot of reasons why he's gained a lot of yards, and that's what makes him so hard to stop. He's got a complete set of skills, and he pretty much matches up well against everybody, every team, and each individual that's trying to tackle him. You know, that he's got the quickness or the speed or the balance or the combination of them to make it tough on everybody.
Bill, now that Junior Seau signing with you guys has officially been announced, I'm wondering if you could talk about how he's going to fit in. Is it going to be as, I don't know, a backup role? Is it going to be mostly in leadership, on special teams? How do you see him fitting in?
Yeah, Aaron, did I miss it? Did we announce anything?
Versus his TV show announced that he has signed a contract.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we have not announced anything.
Yeah. I didn't think so. Okay. So, yeah, we don't have anything to say about it.
Bill, what were your thoughts about Vollmer and the way he stepped up in Light's absence? And if Light doesn't go, I mean, what would you expect out of him this week?
Well, Vollmer's played a lot for us through the preseason and even, you know, has played in the games here in the regular season, and he's gotten work at both tackles. You know, athletic kid, real big frame, tall, long arms, strong, and he's done a good job for us on both the left side and the right side. And, of course, Nick's also played left tackle for us in the past. So, you know, if Vollmer has to play, he's shown that he can play both sides, as has Nick, and so we'll, if that's the way it goes, then we'll, you know, try to figure out what the best combination is there. And but he's, you know, for a rookie, he's shown a lot of positive things in going up against our, you know, our guys in practice and in the preseason games, as far as being tough and being smart, playing with pretty good technique. You know, he's still got a lot to learn and a long way to go, but he's really, for his background and all, is a pretty accomplished player at his position for a rookie. You know, again, still has a long way to go, but considering everything, he's probably a lot further along than what we thought he would be when he first got here. And he's worked hard, and he's continued to improve. So he's definitely headed in the right direction.
Is there anything that jumps out at you about I guess the way Kerry Collins has played and how you guys, I don't know, might attack him, or how you can, what's the key to getting him to keep playing like that, I guess?
Well, I think Kerry's very good. He's got a very good arm, can make all the throws, extremely accurate. Mechanically, he's outstanding, reminds me a lot of Testaverde. That kind of guy, big guy in the pocket, very accurate, put the ball right on the nose, 20, 30, 40 yards downfield, has a good touch. So he's the guy that you just got to defend everything with. You know, he's good on the short balls, the deep balls, the outside throws, the inside throws. His accuracy is good, and, you know, he's not a, you know, a guy that's looking to run around a lot, but, you know, he has scrambled and, you know, has made some third down and red area kind of scrambles to convert. So he's, you know, he's certainly a good enough athlete to do it if he wants to. So that's, you know, I think he gives them a lot of, you know, versatility, and gives them a lot of balance in their offense, you know, with Johnson and White in a running game, and their ability to throw the ball, you know, short to intermediate with their backs and tight ends, and then the big plays they get out of their receivers down the field, and the size that those guys have, Britt and Washington and Gage, you know, those are all guys that are huge targets and can run after the catch and can get down the field. You know, they make you defend every inch of the field defensively, from sideline to sideline and from the line of scrimmage to the back of the end zone, and that's, you know, that's a good thing offensively to threaten every, you know, every single spot on the field. And, you know, defensively, it gives you a lot of space you got to worry about.
Bill, what was your assessment of both return games, punt return and kickoff return, with Edelman back there on Sunday?
Well, it was more productive than it's been. I think we blocked better, and I thought Julian ran hard. So we got to keep working on it. You know, we still didn't really get any big explosive plays, but I thought we were, blocking-wise, we were a little closer. And Denver's a very good coverage team, one of the best that we'll face, although Tennessee's, you know, right there with them. They're outstanding in that phase of the game, too. So, you know, as with every returner, if you can get them started and give them a little space, then, you know, then they have a chance to, you know, gain some yards. And when they don't, when there's somebody right on top of them or on kickoff coverage, somebody gets down there and inside the 15-yard line and is right in the middle of the return and messes it up, then it's, you know, there's nowhere to go. It's just an aborted return. So blocking is better. We need to keep improving, and think, you know, Julian will, as a young guy, you know, keeps getting better with each day and opportunity he has to see everything in front of him and, you know, make some of those decisions, especially in the punting game. So,
all right, guys, let's take one final question.
Bill, is there a discernible difference? I mean, you guys have played teams who have been undefeated. You know, certainly you get maximum effort from every team you face, but is there a discernible difference when a team is winless? I mean, are they playing with their backs to the wall? And is there a tipping point such that, you know, maybe if you get out ahead of them early, you know, it deflates them?
Well, again, I think when we prepare each week, we always prepare for the team's best performance, and that's what we expect, and that's what we try to work towards as well. So I don't know how the game is going to go on Sunday any more than anybody else does, but I know that, you know, Tennessee is a well-coached team. They're tough. They've got a lot of veteran players. They have a lot of pride, and I see them playing good football. Probably not as consistent as they would like to be, but there certainly are a lot of plays, and they do a lot of things very well, a lot better than a lot of other teams I've seen, to be honest with you. You know, they're outstanding, really. And at times, they're as good as anybody in the league. It's at other times, they have some breakdowns, but you can never count on those kind of things happening. You have to, you know, do a good job at executing what you're doing, and then if an opportunity comes up, then hopefully you can take advantage of it. But that's no different than any other game. So I still see the Titans as a real good football team. I have a lot of respect for them and what they do. As I said, I think the biggest thing that stands out about them is their toughness, the fact that they run the ball and play the run and cover kicks as well as they do. That speaks to the toughness of their football team right there. So I don't see any signs at all of that being anything other than amongst the best in the league.
Okay, guys. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.